This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
I believe anyone should be free. I am left actually with another whole section, and I believe.
Well, don't anybody be captive. But those who really wish to, if you really come forward, we'll sit here in a smaller. Huh? All right, as long as it's not anything but your own wishes. It would be a pleasure for me to see if I can read these. So that we do get to the end of that book, as long as that's what we did do. The poem which followed that last one I read and ends that little section is this one. Which those of you who know the full volume, which ends on April today, Main Street, will feel some, I think, resemblance. Twilight and flowers. Paul Oakley, directly from Main Street down water, over the water, at the other side of the inner harbor, on the other side of, over and above the masts, looking down on the older scene. Gardens ran to the water's edge on east-facing appropriated quarter plots. I'm looking at how the Virgin does dominate her hill and place between the two towns. From the east to north, all of Maine at water, right angle, Paul Oakley directly down Maine, she in the same direction and picking up the same light as 90 Middle, the gamble, which is sliced off, the shape of light, the lay of flowers. And the last section is called Foot Point Section. Which has an epigraph. You drew the space in, reticule, now spread the iron net, and galleon. You drew the space in, reticule, now spread the iron net, and galleon. And the first poem of Popper is called Civic Disaster. For Ed Bloomberg. There's a peach tree growing at least on the fort, though duchy, the two dark Lascaux country dressed Sicilian ladies who sat under it and under the grapevine cut their cherry tree down before duchy his and his apple finally because some idea of threat that children's parents would sue. I said, have they? He paid $30 in one morning. The dirty whine of an automatic saw. I thought I was back in the mountains. Woke me. The house was in a flap. Out the window, the apple tree was gone. So I console myself in the last spring, discovering that down on the other side of the hill, where Sam Novello, who now owns the federal fort property proper, throws his rubbish up over the fence by the barking dogs, who yell each time the city fire alarm goes off. There is these days this peach tree bravely blooming. Best spring yet, 1963. It was Levasseur's nursery he works for and drives their truck cut Dutchie's tree. Bartlett's tree nurses or something like that, $30. And Ed Bloomberg told me weeks later he wanted me to explain to him the poem. And I said, what do you think? And he said, I guess it means never give up. Hope, hope. Well, his blue eyes shone. One other man I met in Nelson's pharmacy having an ice cream cone has one every afternoon, 2 years since his retirement, had them too. And they are not the firing aquamarine eyes of the devil of half-lust, which bursts like four-footed movement of Nebuchadnezzar's tile of the lion and the bull, was it? He is flanking. Or Lindsay roared upon the town, firing barges, cutters, schooners, landing parties, marines, boarders, and those to set fire to the flake yards on Pavilion Beach to let them then ignite the town. The whole thing to go in flame and satisfy his whim because a prize had driven into Gloucester and ground on the flats between Purser's Wharf and Five Pound Island. Ho, ho, said Captain Englishman, I'll burn the whole town down. Meanwhile, some musket men had gathered at the wharf and killed the first three Englishmen who reached the prize's deck. Then Captain Lindsay, in his rage, threw balls and balls into the Unitarian Church, and the other schooner, which he'd seized as prize, came in and was equally retaken, as well as 28 Marines and assorted actual English sailors, plus several impressed Americans in the engagement off Vincent's Cove. While on Fort Point, or the neck connecting it to the main among the fish flakes, where the fellows from the Falcon were trying to fire the flake yards, other men of the town, with no trouble at all, gathered up those fellows, and one of them had such a short horn, or he was taking such time trying to set the town on fire, the combustibles he had to do it with, which he had already lit, curiously enough, back right up very quickly to his own powder horn and did blow his hand off. His true two Gloucestermen did lose their lives that August day, and there was fear the morning after the English sloop of war would surely murder the defenseless town. But in the morning dawn, lo, there the Falcon battleship in the middle of the harbor was being walked away to get a win and go out of here. The distances up and down that the sea may not rush in, an abatis to be put around the work, a palisading be carried across the gorge. Colonel J.G. Totten's report, 1833. Rotundum, the dome of the city, Fort Defiance Hill. June 6, 1963. The head and chariot of the maiden laid out in gold fillet, with horsemen and senior citizens half the size of the single wise female body, holding the saucer up over their heads in the center of the crowd of them, mounted on the platform of the four-wheeled vehicle. Among the 8 24-pounders on the rampart or bulwark of the fort raised on the granite of the island or head of the neck, sticking out into the harbor of Gloucester. The head was chariot for the maiden drawn on the four-wheeled vehicle or cart. By the rock behind the tenement beside the Orlando's, the road or entrance gorge to the fort by which soldiers, supplies, food, ammunition, guard, whatever was the necessities of to maintain the bastion, properly speaking. The exterior slope made nearly vertical already, deviation from grammar of fortification was more properly character of glacis, the head of the maiden laid in the fort or castle. In honor of John White, Dorchester, founder of the Dorchester Company, on grounds of Hanseatic League, Belgae, and directly as of the Peel, Cone, and Stage Fort by letter received, quote, receptacle for those of religious purpose to found in this new country a permanent settlement. 6 of the 90 of the Dorchester Company survived into the New England Company, also of Mr. White's urging and creating. Went into the hill every Sunday, went through the face of the mountain, and on the other side was left by the mountain. The sun. Tantris sat saw on the lingam of the city hall, 4 wheels taken off at each corner of the base of the city hall tower. I stand up on you, what place? Thirteen vessels and David curses Corporal Trim, among them value of that cargo $19,000. And so far as I believe is known, no legislation as of this date yet, 1963, from that period, 1794 to 1798, of a federal settlement. It was a president's private war, treated as such anyway. Any indemnity, Gloucester, possibly the sole place which did suffer damages from the French, who had supported the youthful States of America with her navy in the previous engagement of Thomas Jefferson and the George Washingtons of the Declaration in the First War for Independence. I should imagine that federalism has every right still as an objection, undoing its stars and bars of banking and collaboration with the South, which does not include Thomas Pinckney, as did Pickering of Salem, to sit as I did yesterday in front of the same library out of which I regarded City Hall 3 days ago, and be sure that a vow 1 year's long is now as just a commitment to a life of the love of God and to do work for others as it was when the Society of Mercy was new. David Peirce, they do say, went broke for the last of 4 times, that time due also to the contemporary loss of 1 more cargo by the maritime law of port of proposed sale, deviated from by his captain, unable in storm to make the entrance mouth of a tricky river on the Portuguese shore of India or Madagascar, and was lost trying to be a Yankee and sell at another depot. These portions of a country which is northern and were supported until universalism occurred in Gloucester, the Tyrian Lodge possibly was identical with the Sons of Liberty. The Committee of Correspondence, for example, was on board Mr. Lindsay's ship as hostages when the townsmen of Gloucester did take and retake the prizes August 8, 1775, and drove the boarders off Fort Beach. It is the question of value which opens again, as though we well were back in Al Arabi's Circumvallum, again right now with David Peirce's indemnity not yet paid. I want to open, Mr. Oppen, the full inherited file of history, that extension is not satisfactorily organized, and that order is for sure art. The heavens above do declare the handiwork of the orbits, and the axis of the earth's day and the sun's year on earth are more important than the parietal. The societal is an undeclared war, which, if there are damages, no matter that the Congress will not support the president. The problem then is whether a federal organization or organization at all, except as it comes directly in the form of the war of the world, is anything. I seize once more Timothy Pickering as much, which is what is always wrong, and now say it without any argument, that we are placed solely on what any one of us does bring to bear. Written Fort Point, first federally and effectively fortified, 1794 to 1798, June 1963. The total price lost by the city in those years was presented in a bill to the federal government of $200,000. was rather a big swing for me. It got me way back to one of the earliest poems that made me feel as though I really, if going blind, had got there. Anyhow, I'll borrow that. The lap of the one of the two women who were told by me at the waterside to turn around and be of some help to get my father up out of the river, and Nepsis, the queen of the underground house, wealth, money, is buried in the hole in the earth. And all I had to do was scratch with my fingers, and the little people come out and passed me $1.37 worth of change whenever I wanted it. A contract entered into by the aforesaid ship or vessel owners of the port of Gloucester to divide their losses by agreement to share insurance on said vessels or ships of their ownership, how I knew that the Dolphin and the Britannia were definitely B. Ellery's own vessels, which the daily entries on his business of supplies and services were or included, obviously, trips, including a southern voyage each year from what sounded like his back door at the Green, signed himself B. Ellery. Dogtown. And the last poem, the river map, and we're done. By Master Savile, who conceivably from the accuracy of his drawing of the fort was the keeper as well as the drawer of both the harbor and the canal. Wreck here, flat, sold, Bass Rock, Channel, Annisquam, Harbor, Toll Up River, Obadiah Bruins, Island, Granitite, Base, River, flowing in both directions, ledge only, at one point Rocky Hill and Castle Rock, a few yards further, then cut bridge enabling sand to gather off mouth the table rock like tablet. Off mouth the table rock like tablet, a canal corporation to be formed, drawn for the record of the incorporation. Between heaven and earth, Kun, and on any side four directions, the banks, and between them the river flowing in north and south out when the tide refluxes, carrying a crest at the mixing point, filling mill, stream, at flood, immersing all the distance over from Alexander Baker's goldenrod field and dry lavender, field flower, guillemot sat and fattened, and the herring gull wasn't even here, mullen, aster, mustard, specularia, knotweed now in the front yard, with the water high no distance, to sergeants' houses, apple row, the river, salt, oceana, or lake, from Baker's Field to Barnes Hill, nothing all the way of the hollow of the diorite, from glacial time to this soft summer night, with the river in this respite solely an interruption of itself, the firmness of the two hills, the firmness of the two directions, the bottom of the vase, the rise of the power of the sea's plant, right through the middle of the river, neap or flood tide, in spissate river times repeated, old Helk, rocky marsh. Thank you.
Adamson told me this was a test trip for me, and you certainly proved it. I'm very grateful. I'm sorry. Off together. Yeah. Oh, sure. Now I am. What would you like?
Fine.
Yes, that's it. Yep. With a couple of cuts, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Take that. I don't even possess it. It's on tape. Yes.
Fine.
Which besides the song?
Oh, good. All right.
I did somehow or other lose one point that I really myself would like also to read.
It precedes that one I just read, that funny one which I read with my finger on my nose, that long one on B. Ellery. But it's the same kind of verse. I'd like also for myself to add that to our further selection.
Wow. Sure. If
no reason's
all right,
anybody
wants to stop me, stop me.
I don't know that I got the...
Thank God.
Fine. Let's finish off these poems forever. So I hope I'll never write again like this, but who knows? Yes. You should mention it here, Baxter. And broke. Good thing you. I didn't break your back. Huh? Song one. Colored pictures of all things to eat, dirty postcards, and words. Colored pictures. Colored pictures of all things to eat, dirty postcards and words all over everything. No eyes or ears left to do their own doings. All invaded, appropriated, outraged, all senses, including the mind, that worker on what is, and that other sense, made to give even the most wretched or any of us wretched that consolation, greased, low, even the streetcars. Song? All wrong. And I am asked myself, I too, covered with the gurry of it, where shall we go from here? What can we do when even the public conveyances sing? How can we go anywhere, even cross town? How get out of anywhere, the bodies all buried in shallow graves? This morning of the small snow, I count the blessings, the leak in the faucet, which makes of the sink time. The drop of the water on water is sweet as the Seth Thomas in the old kitchen. My father stood in his drawers to wind. Always he forgot the 30th day, as I don't want to remember the rent. A house these days, so much somebody else's, especially Congolians. Or the plumbing, that it doesn't work. This I like. I've even used paper clips as well as string to hold the ball up and flush it with my hand. But that the car doesn't, that no moving thing moves. Without that song, I'd void my ear of the music racket of all ownership. Holes in my shoes, that's all right, my fly gaping me out at the elbows. The blessing, the difficulties are once more in the midst of plenty walk, as close to bare in the space of sweetness piss. In the time of goodness, go side, go smashing, beat them, go as near as you can, tear in the land of plenty has nothing to do with it. Take the way of the lowest, including your legs. Go, contrary, go. Sing. I know a house made of mud and wattles. I know a dress just sewed. Saw the wind blow its cotton against her body from the ankle. So it was Nikki, and her feet such bones. I could have had the tears that lovely peasant had, who couldn't unwrap it himself, had to ask them to on the schooner's deck. And he looked, the first human eyes to look again at the start of human motion just last week, 300 million years ago. She was going fast across the square, the water, this time of year, that scarce, and the fish. I have seen faces of want and have not wanted the FAO apple seeds gone back to what any of us, New England. You sing, you who also wants. I've had to learn the simplest things last, which made for difficulties. Even at sea, I was slow to get the hand out or to cross the wet deck. The sea was not finally my trade, but even my trade added, I stood estranged from that which was most familiar, was delayed, and not content with the man's argument that such postponement is now the nature of obedience, that we are all late in a slow time, that we grow up many, and the single is not easily known. It could be, though the sharpness, the acelte, I note in others makes more sense than my own distances. The agilities they show daily who do the world's businesses and who do nature's, as I have no sense I have done either. I have made dialogues, have discussed ancient texts, have thrown what light I could, offered what pleasures Dokiat allowed. But the known, this I have had to be given, a life, love, and from one man, the world. Token. But sitting here, I look out as a wind and water man testing and missing some proof. I know the quarters of the weather, where it comes from, where it goes. But the stem of me, this I took from their welcome or their rejection of me. And my arrogance was neither diminished nor increased by the communication. It is undone business I speak of this morning, the sea stretching out from my feet. After the storm was over, out from his cave at Mount Cassius came the blue monster, covered with scales and sores about his mouth, flashing not too surely his tail, but with his eyes showing some glare, rowing out gently into the stream to go for Malta, to pass by Rhodes and Crete, to arrive at Ireland, any way to get into the Atlantic, to make up a boil in northeastern waters to land in a grapevine corner to shake off his cave life and open an opening big enough for himself. The lordly and isolate satyrs. The lordly and isolate satyrs, look at them come in. The lordly and isolate satyrs, look at them come in on the left side of the beach, like a motorcycle club. And the handsomest of them, the one who has a woman driving that snazzy convertible. Wow, did you ever see even in a museum such a collection of bodhisattvas, the way they come up to their stop, each of them as though it was a rudder, the way they have to sit above it and come to a stop on it, the monumental solidity of themselves, the Easter Island they make of the beach, the red-headed men. These are the androgynes, the fathers behind the father, the great halves. Or as that one was inside his pants, the Yiddish poet of vegetarian. Or another all in his mouth, a snarl of the sources. Or the one I love most, who once only let go the pain the night he got drunk. And I put him to bed and he said, bad blood. Or the one who cracks and doesn't know that what he thinks are 1,000 questions are suddenly 1,000 lumps thrown up where the cloaca again is burst. One looks into the face and exactly as suddenly, it isn't the large eyes and nose, but the ridiculously small mouth, which you are looking down as one end of, as the snarled man is a monocyte. Hail the ambiguous fathers and look closely at them. They are the unadmitted, the club of themselves, weary riders that who surf on the landscape of the great stones and only have fun among themselves. They are the lonely ones. Hail them and watch out. The rest of us on the beach, as we had previously known it, did not know there was this left side. As they came riding in from the sea, we did not notice them until they were already creating the beach we had not known was there. But we assume they came in from the sea. We assume that. We don't know. In any case, the whole sea was now a hemisphere, and our eyes, like half of flies, we saw twice as much. Everything opened, even if the newcomers jet sat, didn't for an instant pay us any attention. We were as we had been in that respect. We were as usual. The children were being fed pop and potato chips, and everyone was sprawled as people are on a beach. Something had happened, but the change wasn't at all evident. A few drops of rain would have made more of a disturbance. There we were. They, in occupation of the whole view in front of us and off to the left where we were not used to look. And we, watching them pant from their exertions and talk to each other, the one in the convertible, the only one who seemed to be circulating. And he was dressed in magnificent clothes, and the woman with him, a dazzling blonde, the new dye making her hair a delicious streaked ash. She was as distant as the others. She sat in her flesh, too. These are our counterparts, the unknown ones. They are here. We do not look upon them as invaders, dimensionally. They are larger than we, all but the woman. But we are not suddenly small. We are as we are. We don't even move on the beach. It is a stasis. Across nothing at all, we stare at them. We can see what they are. They don't notice us. They have merely and suddenly moved in. They occupy our view. They are between us and the ocean, and they have given us a whole new half of beach. As of this moment, there is nothing else to report. It is Easter Island transplanted to us, with the sun in a warm summer day and sails out on the harbor, they're here, the contemporaries. They have come in. Except for the stirring of the leader, they are still catching their breath. They are almost like scooters, the way they sit there, up a little on their thing. It is as though the extra effort of it tired them the most. Yet that just there was where their weight and separateness, their immensity, lay. Why they seem like bodhisattvas. The only thing one noticed is the way their face breaks when they call across to each other. Or actually speak quite quietly, not wasting breath. But the face loses all containment. They are 15-year-old boys at the moment they speak to each other. They are not gods. They are not even stone. They are doubled. They are only sourced. When they act like us, they go to pieces. One notices then that their skin is only creased like redneck farmers, and that they are all freckled. The red-headed people have the hardest time to possess themselves. Is it because they were over-fired, or why, even to their beautiful women, do the red ones have only that half of the weight? We look at them and begin to know. We begin to see who they are. We see why they are satyrs and why one half of the beach was unknown to us. And now that it is known, now that the beach goes all the way up to the headland we thought we were huddling ourselves against, it turns out it is the thing. It is the beach. The visitors, resters, who by being there made manifest what we had not known, that the beach fronted wholly to the sea, have only done that, completed the beach. The difference is we are more on it. The beauty of the white of the sun's light, the blue the water is in the sky, the movement on the painted landscape, the boy town the scene was, is now pierced with angels and with fire. And winter's ice shall be as brilliant in its time as life truly is, as nature is only the offerer, and it is we who look to see what the beauty is. These visitors, now stirring to advance, to go on wherever they do go, restlessly never completing their tour, going off on their motorcycles, each alone except for the handsome one, isolate, huge creatures, wearing down nothing as they go, their huge third leg like Cabarundum, only the vault of their being taking rest, the upward Buddhas. We stay and watch them gather themselves up. We have no feeling except love. They are not ours. They are of another name. These are what the gods are. They look like us. They are only in all parts larger, but the size is only different. The difference is they are not here. They are not on this beach in this sun, which tomorrow, when we come to swim, will be another summer day. They can't talk to us. We have no desire to stop them any more than as they made their camp. Only possibly the woman in the convertible one might have wanted to be familiar with. The leader was too much his way. They go in the day.
I think this one was written when we were all sort of, that's 1 year we were all there without having ever been three of us together, plus many others. I think it was that spring. And this is a poem of spring based on Rimbaud's
What Rambo said was his last poem, I believe. It's three variants of the same translation. First is called Le Bonheur. Dogwood flakes, what is green? The petals from the apple glow on the road. Morning doves mark the sway of the afternoon. Bees dig the plum blossoms. The morning stands up straight. The night is blue from the full of the April moon. Iris and lilac birds, yellow flowers, white flowers. The diesel does not let up dragging the plow as the whipple will. The night's tractor grinds his thorn. And no other birds but us are as busy. Oh, Saison, oh, Chateau, Delia. What soul is without fault? Nobody studies happiness. Every time the cock crows, I salute him. I have no longer any excuse for envy. My life has been given its orders. The seasons seize the soul and the body and make mock of any dispersed effort. The hour of death is the only trespass. The charge. Dogwood flakes, the green, the petals from the apple trees fall for the feet to walk on. The birds are so many, they are loud in the afternoon. They distract as so many bees do, suddenly all over the place. With spring, one knows today to see that in the morning each thing is separate, but by noon they have melted into each other, and by night only crazy things like the full moon and the whippoorwill and ours are busy. We are busy. If we can get by that whiskered bird, that nightjar, and get across, the moon is our conversation. She will say, what soul is an indie fall? Can you afford not to make the magical study which happiness is? Do you hear the cock when he crows? Do you know the charge that you shall have no envy, that your life has its orders, that the seasons seize you too, that no body and soul are one if they are not wrought in this retort, that otherwise efforts are efforts, and that the hour of your flight will be the hour of your death? And the third sprint. The dogwood lights up the day. The April moon flakes the night. Birds suddenly are a multitude. The flowers are ravined by bees. The fruit blossoms are thrown to the ground. The wind, the rain forces everything. Noise, even the night is drummed by whippoorwills. And we get as busy. We plow, we move, we break out, we love. The secret which got lost neither hides nor reveals itself. It shows forth tokens and we rush to catch up. The body whips the soul in its great desire. It demands the elixir. In the roar of spring, transmutations, envy drags herself off. The fault of the body and the soul, they are not one. The matutinal cock clangs and singleness. We salute you, season of no bungling.
As the dead prey upon us,
As the dead prey upon us, they are the dead in ourselves. Awake. If he wants to go, I'll read up on it. As the dead prey upon us, they are the dead in ourselves. Awake, my sleeping ones, I cry out to you. Disentangle the nets of being. I pushed my car. It had been sitting so long unused. I thought the tires looked as though they only needed air. But suddenly the huge underbody was above me, and the rear tires were masses of rubber and thread variously clinging together. As were the dead souls in the living room gathered about my mother, some of them taking care to pass beneath the beam of the movie projector, some record playing on the Victrola, and all of them desperate with the tawdriness of their life in hell. I turned to the young man on my right and asked, "How is it there?" And he begged me protestingly, "Don't ask. We are poor, poor." And the whole room was suddenly posters and presentations of brake linings and other automotive accessories, cardboard displays with dead roaming from one to another, as bored back in life as they are in hell, poor and doomed to mere equipment. My mother, as alive as ever she was asleep when I entered the house, as I often found her in a rocker under the lamp in awakening, as I came up to her, as she ever had. I found out she returns to the house once a week, and with her the throng of the unknown young who center on her as much in death as other like suited and dressed people did in life. Oh, the dead. And the Indian woman and I enabled the blue deer to walk, and the blue deer talked in the next room, a Negro talk. It was like walking a jackass, and its talk was the pressing gabber of gammas of old women, and we helped walk it around the room because it was seeking socks or shoes for its hooves now that it was acquiring human possibilities. In the five hindrances, men and angels stay caught in the net, in the immense nets which spread out across each plane of being, the multiple nets which hamper at each step of the ladders as the angels and the demons and men go up and down. Walk the jackass, hear the Victrola, let the automobile be tucked into a corner of the white fence when it is a white chair. Purity is only an instant of being. The trammels recur. In the five hindrances, perfection is hidden. I shall get to the place 10 minutes late. It will be 20 minutes of nine, and I don't know, without the car, how I shall get there. Oh, peace, my mother, I do not know how differently I could have done what I did or did not do. That you are back each week, that you fall asleep with your face to the right, that you are as present there when I come in as you were when you were alive, that you are as solid and your flesh is as I knew it, that you have the company I am used to your having. But oh, that you all find it such a cheapness. Oh, peace, mother, for the mammothness of the comings and goings of the ladders of life. The nets we are entangled in. Awake, my soul, let the power into the last wrinkle of being. Let none of the threads and rubber of the tires be left upon the earth. Let even your mother go. Let there be only paradise. The desperateness is that the instant, which is also paradise, paradise is happiness, dissolves into the next instant and power. flows to meet the next occurrence. Is it any wonder my mother comes back? Do not that throng rightly seek the room where they might expect happiness? They did not complain of life. They obviously wanted the movie, each other, merely to pass among each other there where the real is, even to the display card, to the out of hell, the poverty of hell. Oh, souls in life and death, awake even as you sleep, even in sleep know what wind, even under the crankcase of the ugly automobile, lifts it away, clears the sodden weights of goods, equipment, entertainment, the foods, the Indian woman, the filthy blue deer, the 4x3 foot view book, the heaviness of the old house, the stuffed inner room, lifts the sodden nets, and they disappear as ghosts do, as spider webs, nothing before the hand of man. The vent, you must have the vent, or you shall die, which means never to die, the ghastliness of going and forever coming back, returning to the instants which were not lived. Oh, mother, this I could not have done. I could have not have lived what you didn't. I am myself netted in my own being. I want to die. I want to make that instant too perfect. Oh, my soul, slip the cog. The death in life, death itself, is endless. Eternity is the false cause. The knot is otherwise. Each topological corner presents itself, and no sword cuts it. Each knot is itself its fire. Each knot of which the net is made is for the hands to untake, and knots making. And touch alone can turn the knot into its own flame. Oh, mother, if you had once touched me. Oh, mother, if I had once touched you. The car did not burn. Its underside was not presented to me, a grotesque corpse. The old man merely removed it as I looked up at it and put it in a corner of the picket fence, like was it my mother's white dog or a child's chair. The woman playing on the grass with her son, the woman next door, was angry with me. Whatever it was, slipped across the plate pen or whatever she had put out there on the grass. And I was quite flip in reply that anyone who used plastic had to expect things to skid and break, that I couldn't worry that her son might have been hurt by whatever it was I sent skidding down on them. It was just then I went into my house and, to my utter astonishment, found my mother sitting there as she always had sat, as must she always forever sit there, her head lolling into sleep. Awake, awake, my mother. What wind will lift you to forever from the tawdriness, make you rich as all those souls crave, crave, crave to be rich? They are right. We must have what we want. We cannot afford not to. We have only one course. The nets which entangle us are flames. Oh, soul, burn alive, burn now, that you may forever have peace, have what you crave. Oh, soul, go into everything. Let not one knot pass through your fingers. Let not any, they tell you, you must sleep as the net comes through your authentic hand. What passes is what is, what shall be, what has been, what hell and heaven is earth to be rent, to shoot you through the screen of flame which each knot hides, as all knots are a wall ready to be shot open by you. The nets of being are only eternal if you sleep as your hands ought to be busy. Method, method, I too call on you to come to the aid of all men, to women most, to know most, to women to tell men to awake. Awake, men, awake. I ask my mother to sleep. I ask her to stay in the chair. My chair is in the corner of the fence. She sits by the fireplace made of paving stones. The blue deer need not trouble either of us. And if she sits in happiness, the souls who trouble her and me will also rest. The automobile has been hauled away.
It does not change. What does not change is the will to change. Never did know what that meant. Fortunately, I wrote this poem before I got into trouble, because the trouble I've been in ever since, I continue to feel the same statement as this, but now at this late day, what does not change is the will to change. He woke fully clothed in his bed. He remembered only one thing, the birds, how, when he came in, he had gone around the rooms and got them back in their cage, the green one first, she with the bad leg, and then the blue, the one they took was a male. Otherwise, yes, from Anne, who had talked lispingly of Aldo's and Hancock back. He had left the party without a word. How he got up, got into his coat, I do not know. When I saw him, he was at the door, but it did not matter. He was already sliding along the wall of the night, losing himself in some crack of the ruins. But it should have been he who said, the kingfishers, who cares for their feathers now? His last words had been, the pool is swamped. Suddenly, everyone seizing their talk sat in a row around him, watched. They did not so much hear or pay attention. They wondered, looked at each other, smirked, but listened. He repeated and repeated, could not go beyond this thought. The fool, the kingfisher's feathers were rough. Why did the export stop? It was endless. I thought of the eon stone. And of what Mal said, La Lumière. But the kingfisher, de l'aurore, but the kingfisher flew west, they did on me. He got the color of the crest from the heat of the setting sun. The features are the feebleness of the feet, syndactylism of the third and fourth digit, the bill, serrated, sometimes a pronounced beak, the wings, where the color is short and round, the tail inconspicuous. But not these things were the factors, not the birds. The legends are legends, dead, hung up indoors. The kingfisher will not indicate a favoring wind or avert the thunderbolt, nor by its nesting still the waters with the new year for 7 days. It is true, it does nest for the opening year, but not on the water. It nests at the end of a tunnel bored by itself in a tank. There, 6 or 8 white and translucent eggs are laid on fish bone, not on bare clay, on bones thrown up in pellets by the bullet. On these rejectamenta, as they accumulate, they form a cup-shaped structure for young or born. And as they are fed and grow, this nest of excrement and decayed fish becomes a dripping, fetid mass. Now concluded, you the woman who made me, when the attentions change, the jungle sleep there. Even the stones are split. They writhe. Or enter that other conqueror we more naturally recognize. He so resembles ourselves. But the yin cut so rudely on that oldest stone, sounded otherwise, was differently heard, as in another time where treasures you, and later, much later, to find you for the scarlet coat. The green feathers, feet creak and eyes, though, animals likewise, resembling snail, a large wheel gold, with figures of unknown forefoot and worked with cuts of leaves, weight, 3,800 ounces. Last, two birds of thread and featherwork, the quills gold, the feet gold, the two birds perched on two reeds gold, the reeds arising from two embroidered mounds, one yellow, the other white. And from each reed, seven feathered patterns. In this instance, the priests in dark cotton robes and dirty, their disheveled hair matted with blood and flowing wildly over their shoulders, rush in among the people calling on them to protect their gods. And all now is war, where so lately there was peace, and the sweet brotherhood, the use, was killed freely. Not one death, but many. Not accumulation, but change. The feedback proves the feedback is the law. Into the same river no man steps twice. When fire dies, air dies. No one remains, nor is one. Around an appearance, one common model, we grow up many. Not with that. And I hate not to be, because I think I have been reading very fairly. You'll excuse me. Letter 3. I like that passage on Mao very much. I always have. That's Mao's report to the Chinese Communist Party in 48 that I'm using, 2 years before the taking of Peking. I read it in the French translation. I like that passage of the contrast of that shove as against the kingfisher. I even wonder if that dream you read me the other night of Robin Redbreast Blazer isn't in some respect a truer of this kingfisher opposition in that section. You know, that funny way he's over there on at San Francisco, divided from other persons. And I never, and the last section I would like to read. I am no Greek, have not the advantage, and of course no Roman. He can take no hand. Let us read.
Let us read. Wow. Who said that? Gee. Oh, that's Tansy. Oh, I thought you picked that fluky one. Okay.
Tansy buttons, tansy for my city, tansy for their noses, tansy for them, tansy for gloss to take the smell of all of us, the smell, tansy for all of us. Let those who use words cheap, who use us cheap, take themselves out of the way. Let them not talk of what is good for the city. Let them free the way for me, for the men of the fort who are not hired to buy the White Houses. Let them cease putting out words in the public tent, so that any one of us has to leave, so that my Portuguese leave the lady they gave us, sell their schooners with a greyhound that the long diesels they put their money in, leave Gloucester in the present shame of the wonder ship stolen by ownership. Tansy from Cressy, I rolled in as a boy and didn't know it was Tansy. Did you know, she said, growing up there, how rare it was? And it turned out later she meant exactly the long field drops down from Ravenswood where the land erupts this side of Freshwater Cove and throws out that wonder of my childhood, the descending green does run, so by the beach where they held the muster and play the day and the engine teams through such arcs of water runs with friendly Tansy. I was not born there, came as so many of the people came from elsewhere. That is, my father did, and not from the provinces, not from Newfoundland, but we came early enough. When he came, there were 300 sail could fill the harbor if they were all in, as for the rates who pay, or as now the Italians are in for San Pietro, and the way it is from town landing, all damn concerts and fireworks. So I answered her, yes, I knew. I had that to compare to it was Worcester. As the people of the earth are now, Gloucester is heterogeneous and so can no polis. Not as localism, not that music, the trick of corporations, newspapers, slick magazines, movie houses, the ships, even the walls, absentee. They've whined to my people, these entertainers, sellers. They play upon their bigotries, upon their fears. These, they have the nerve to speak of that lovely hour, the waiting station, 5 o'clock, the magnolia bus, Al Levy on duty, the difference from 1 o'clock, all the women getting off, the Enniscorn, Lanesville, and the letter carriers, 5:40, and only the lawless in front of the shoeshine parlor. These, right into people's faces, and not at all as the gulls do it, who do it straight, do it all over the time, blowing the day after, or the summer sun catching on pilings, floating off the landing, the slime, the low tide reveals, the smell, then. The word does intimidate, the paycheck does, but to use either as cheap men, old Tansy City, Root City, let them not make you as the nation is. I speak to any of you, not to you all, to no group, not to you as citizens, as my Tyrian might help. Polis now is a few, is a coherence not even yet new. The island of this city is a mainland now of who? Who can say who are citizens? Only a man or girl who hear a word, and that word meant to mean not a single thing the least more than what it does mean. Not at all to sell anyone anything, to keep them anywhere, not even in this rare place. Root person in root place, hear one Tansy covered boy tell you what any knowing man of your city might, a letter carrier say, or that doctor, if they dared afford to take the risk, if they reminded themselves that you should not be played with, that you deserve, they'd tell you the condition of the underwater, the cutwater of anyone, including those who take on themselves to give you advice, to tell you, for example, what not to read. They'd tell you, because they know as the house knows, wearing its white face, its clever mask, who there is will not outrage you in the next edition, who will not seek, even knowingly, to make you slave, as he is slave whom you leave, as the bus backs off, whose slaver would keep you off the sea, would keep you local, my Nova Scotians, Newfoundlanders, Sicilianos, Isolatos. Isolated person in Gloucester, Massachusetts, I address you, you islands of men and girls. Thank you.
you're the only one who'll stop us. So.
Well, I guess we've had it.
Thank you very much.